Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and we have Kelly Copeland Swisher here today, and she is going to share the word with us. We've already had some good things come out. Come on, Kelly, let's hear it. What are you going to do? Come on.
Well, you know, I said yesterday how much, the Lord has done so much. I believe I'll just be able to wrap words around what He's done in me and help that come to you, because it's just so awesome to be free.
To be free.
To be free, to be free indeed.
Free is free indeed.
It's one thing to read about it, but when He's really impacted my life to a greater degree this year than ever before. And, you know, you may be going through things, you may have tough things going on. I mean, that's just all the better ground for the Lord to do some things in. Because, you know, it's not that He needs tough times to show us things, but sometimes we don't listen or look for things.
Tough times do help you pay attention.
Right. Or you look, you know, when something goes wrong, you look for an answer.
That's right.
And when things are going right, even though you could be looking for answers, you aren't always looking for answers. I think one of the things I've observed about you and Dad in your life is that you didn't wait for tough times to just be so hungry for answers.
Right.
And you didn't wait for tough times to decide, I'm putting this into practice. And it wasn't that you were at the end of your rope. Well, when you started, you were at the end of the rope. But that was the moment you decided, we're going to go all out. We're going to do everything we see it says to do.
Stay off the rope.
And really, you've lived your life like that. As inside as you can get, I guess. Your housekeeper may be more inside, but I don't know. I mean, your housekeepers are always, they know everything. But as your child, let me just say that you guys do what you preach.
Praise God.
And you preach what you do.
That's the only way it works.
It is the only way. But you didn't necessarily need tough times to go deeper. And so I don't want people to think, you know, God doesn't send those.
No.
Doesn't send sickness. But if sickness is there, you can certainly put your eyes on the Word and grow.
We get in tough times because we don't know better.
This is true.
When we find out the Word at the first symptom of anything, sickness, poverty, or whatever, the curse trying to come on you, when you've got the Word in your heart and in your mouth, you get active.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right.
If you do it right.
You don't let it hang around.
True. Now, I believe that God does put us all in situations where we'll have to grow. You know, if you were going to go to...
I don't think God has to do that. I think we take
care
of that ourselves.
No, but I mean challenges even on growth, like what He has for you in ministry.
Yeah.
He'll put you believing for a building.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it won't be an overnight belief. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, because He'll... If you're going to grow, you got to, you know, and of course, all of it combined, things we get ourselves into, places God puts us into, because He says you're ready to go to the next level of this. All of it, you get through it quicker the more you turn your heart toward Him to show you things, the more you give your heart to correct.
He doesn't cause trouble or put us in trouble.
No.
We do that on our own.
Right. But
and
I mean,
there we are in it. Now what are we going to do? We're going to trust God
That's
and get
right.
out of it.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Glory
But even
to God.
Though, you know, even like you're with your own children, the older they are and the more mature they are, you let them do more things. You know, remember driving to school by myself, which possibly I wasn't ready for, but y'all thought I was.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Well, maybe you shouldn't bring that up.
I drove way too fast, so don't ask John about it. I think I scared him every day going to school. But anyway, we won't talk about that. I'm a good driver now.
Good.
But y'all certainly did trust me. But the things God has done in me this year have just been nothing short of miraculous.
Praise God.
And I started yesterday. I may read this scripture every day because it was the impetus with which God led me down a road I needed. And even though your road may not be exactly like mine, mm-hmm. He'll show you different scriptures. Right. He'll show you different things that you need. But I'm going to share with you these next 2 weeks what He did for me and Good. The things that I needed. But He started me with Psalm 19:12. And all of this, above this, it's talking about your soul, reviving your soul, His commands, to revive and renew your soul is the critical thing for how we live our life. When we were born again, our spirit is renewed. Mm-hmm. Our spirit is recreated right in that moment. But it's your soul, we said yesterday, that's the driver, drives you this way, drives you that way. You can be filled with Jesus in your spirit, in your heart, because we're a three-part being, mm-hmm. spirit, soul, body. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's we all know that. We've learned that. So that three-part being that we are, your spirit is empowered and renewed, but your soul, it's another area, and it has to, when your spirit is given to God by choice, when you get born again, you choose to give Him your heart. That's right. And you let Him all, and you let Him in, He comes in all the way. But then with your soul, that's another area. You have to let Him in there.
You have to
open the door to Him with His word, asking Him for correction, asking Him in. You can keep it as closed off to Him as you want to. Still go to heaven, but your soul is the area that when you open it up, that's when your outside life begins changing. Mm-hmm. And of course, same thing with your body. You may say, well, you know, I'm going to lead my life. I'm going to do with my body the way I want to. I'm going to, you know, eat this way, or I'm going to choose to do this with where my body is concerned. And you'll have the results of your choices and free to do it. God has made us free. But there's a great scripture in Matthew, and we read it at the end of the day yesterday. And it's in Matthew 5, and we know it as the Beatitude, but it reads so differently in the Message that I like the way it is. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, you're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink in the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, and care is carried in your soul. The funny thing about care
Which
and stress.
Another word for
mind,
worry.
Will and worship, mind, will, and emotions. Stress, worry, care. Mm-hmm. It emanates from your soul. That's where you choose to care. But it expresses in your body. And that's why so many people are sick.
Right. Worry makes
because
you sick.
It comes out in your body, but it originates in your soul.
Well, worry would be the opposite of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So if faith makes you free,
mm-hmm.
worry makes you bound.
Right, and you choose it.
Yeah.
You choose to be in faith or fear.
That's right.
Faith or worry. You choose it with your will, which is in your soul. So all of these are very critical, Mom. I think there's been a lot of people who they hear you preach the word, they want it, they see it, but they maybe haven't made that switch
right.
to renew their soul or watch over their soul. And so that's what we want to help you do in the next 2 weeks.
Well, faith is what
renew
is
that
the force
soul.
That changes things.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be in worry and faith at the same time. They're opposites.
No.
So if you've got a worried mind, you need to get in the Word and straighten that mind out. That's called renewing of the mind. In other words, you look in the Scriptures and you see what the Lord said and what the Gospel said and what the letter said for you to do. And then you do that and you begin to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Renew it.
Mm-hmm.
You renew your mind. So the more you do that, the more you think like God thinks, and the more you're in agreement with Him, and the more His blessings come to pass in your life. You're not going to be supernaturally blessed if you're a worried person.
Mm-hmm.
Now God, I'm not saying He won't do anything for you, but I'm talking about if you want to live free and you want to live in the blessing, I want healing, I want prosperity, I want my family to be turned on, then you're going to have to live by faith. There's just no other way to do it, no other way to get it.
And that faith choosing to do that instead of choosing to look at your circumstances, looking at the word, not the circumstances, is done in your will.
That's right.
So the more renewed your soul is, the more easy that life is to live.
Oh, yes. It's great.
And so this says, at the moment of being careful, you'll find yourself cared for.
That's right. Isn't that good? I like that, Kelly.
You're blessed. And this describes what happened to y'all. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world.
That's right.
So that I just thought that was so good.
Excellent.
I want us to go... we're going to go to Matthew 11, and while you're turning there, I want to read to you something in Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. So go ahead and go to Matthew, but I want to read something that is going to come through, I believe, this next 2 weeks multiple times. So I could even title our whole 2 weeks this, really. There's like four titles, but you can pick the one you like. whatever you want to call it, whatever it means to you. But 2 Timothy and, let me get the right, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about vessels. And it says, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you'll be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Mm-hmm. You know, being fit, what do you have? Do you have the New Living there, Mom? Or
no,
the
I don't. Well, King I don't James? Have it open to that.
Do you have the King James
yeah,
open?
Yeah, King James.
What does it say?
In verse what?
In verse 21.
If a man therefore have himself, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. From these being the things
the
that are
things.
Dishonor God. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, set apart, in other words, meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So we might as well not expect to be in every good work until we're prepared and set apart.
And a word that I like is fit.
Fit, yeah.
And actually, the Lord has had me use that phrase for myself. I'm being made fit for the Master's use. Spirit,
Amen.
Soul, and body.
That's good.
I've worked out here and there in my life, but I am about to really start working out, like, for real working
you
out.
You and everybody else were about to start.
Well, I bought my tennis shoes.
Well, that's the first step.
So
okay.
I've got my tennis shoes, and I'm actually going this afternoon
it.
After our broadcast. I'm going to go get started.
Okay.
But he's
we
on
agree
me about
you.
It. Spirit, soul, and body.
That's
and
right.
So really what we're doing in these 2 weeks is he's making us fit in our soul.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Fit.
And that's what happens to you every day. You could go exercise today. But if you don't exercise anymore,
ever again.
You're not going to be strong. Well, we exercise every day spiritually in the Word of God.
Yeah.
You should read the Word every day.
Every day.
Don't even, I prefer to do it first thing in the morning, but if something happened I couldn't do it then, I'd do it later. But I like to do it before you meet the world's challenges for the day.
And our main theme scripture, the way the Lord started me out on all this, Mom, is Psalm 19, which I'll probably read every day. It says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not talking about your heart, your spirit. That's talking about your heart, your soul, lurking in your... Hiding out. And you know, I love all that we've learned about toxic thoughts from your broadcast with Caroline Lee. She taught us about toxic thoughts, how to access them, how to get rid of them, how to get stuff out of your subconscious that you don't know is there.
That's right.
Things that are lurking and hiding. Even
the
sometimes,
word,
Mom, we let stuff hide from ourselves because we don't want to see it about ourselves.
The word purges you.
Yes, it does.
If you agree with it and you do
let,
it. If you'd have to, whatever it says when you go to the Word of God, you need to yield to it. Mm-hmm. And then it'll purge you. You'll cleanse you. You'll get rid of all that junk maybe you've been raised on or mm-hmm. wrong things that you've been taught in your life.
Wrong ways of thinking, wrong. Yeah. You know, hurts can come from big things that are obvious, and they can come from stuff that's not obvious. And I don't want people to think, okay, let me think back. No. What as bad has happened? Because in John 15, which we're going to, I hope we get there this week. If not, we'll get there next week. But in John 15, it calls the Father the husbandman, the one that does the pruning. Let him show you. You know, don't go digging around in there. But mm-hmm. he's the vine dresser. He's the one that prunes away the dead stuff. And think about the vine dresser. He would prune away the dead stuff, and he would fertilize you with the good stuff. Mm-hmm. He would feed you with the
growth.
Good stuff. And then there's new growth. And what does it have? That John 15 talks about fruit.
Yeah.
So we are going to get to that. But I thought that was good to just say, don't go digging around in there. Let this process that I'm
go
telling
digging
you
around
about,
in
go
here,
digging around in
the
here.
Word.
And then let the Holy
yield
Spirit.
To it.
This is good, Mom. Let the Holy Spirit do the digging around in here. Those places in your heart you don't even want to go. You know, those things about you that need to change, your thinking that needs to change. None of us want to be wrong.
No.
We all want to be right. But it's more important to be made right than it is that I'm right in this, you know. And so the more we allow Him to make us right, the more we even care if we ourselves.
Scripture says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So as we read the Scripture, and we are corrected by it. That's why we read it, to get straight with God. Then we yield to that, and we make that change. And the change is not always easy,
mm-hmm.
but we endeavor. We stay with it until it's done.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And then then we have victory over whatever situation it was.
That's so good, Mom. And this scripture is how it got started with me. Cleanse me from these hidden faults, or weak places.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. So our soul will drive us one way or the other. And so that's what we're doing.
And which way or the other does it drive you? Whatever you set your heart on or your mind, whatever you put in your eyes and your mm-hmm. ears gets down in here. And then it comes up here if you'll allow it to. It'll drive you up here.
Yeah.
So you do what you get in your spirit. And if the Lord corrects you on something, that's not bad. That's good.
Because
you don't want to, you want to stay right with Him so that the blessing works. You know, in the Scripture it says, if you do these things, you'll be blessed. If you do these things, you'll be cursed. So God wrote out a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we do these things that are written, even in the New Testament, we're blessed. And of course the Old Testament and the New Testament, they have different rules, all right, but it's essentially the same thing.
You have to choose.
Yep. And you choose to go God. Whatever He says about it, that's the way it is.
That's right.
And that's what you do.
And that's the way Jesus was. He lived His life like that. And I want us to look in Matthew 11. And we are going to look at verse 25. And I'll read this out of the New Living. He says, "Oh Father," at that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. "Oh Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever." If you think you're so wise, that is not humility. A lot of what we're going to talk about tomorrow and the rest of the week and next week, it has to completely do with humility, Mom. I'm going to use that word a lot. And humility is not necessarily what people think it is. But if you think you're wise and clever, that is not humility. But Jesus says, thank those things, all these things we're talking about, the key to life is going to be hidden from people who think they are wise and clever. But it says here, he's saying, thank you, Father, for revealing them to the childlike. Father, it pleased you to do it this way. And in the Message it says, I'm not keeping it to myself. I'll go over it line by line.
So the scripture
says,
so
he's revealing it to us.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. In other words, do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And that he may exalt you in due time.
Because that's what he wants.
That's right. He wants you lifted.
He wants you
to have victory.
But not in yourself.
He wants you to know where your victory came
from. That's right. That's so good. So if you, the childlike, just accept what's told to him. So if we are like that, then he's not hiding it from us. And it says here, my Father has entrusted everything to me. And we were reading before the broadcast started here, he's been given all authority. Jesus has been given all authority over everything. Whatever you're going through, whatever is going on, Jesus has the authority over it. But this next 2 weeks will help you to access that where you can take authority over your life too. Because he has it and he wants to give that to you. No one truly knows the Son except the Father. And no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And as he says, I'll go over it line by line as many times as you need. He'll share it with us. So then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. This is the part we forget
upon
about the
you.
Scripture.
Take my yoke upon you.
Upon you. Let me teach you. Tomorrow we're going to really start right there with, how does Jesus want to teach us to get rest? Because a lot times people quote that scripture, come to me, you who are weary or heavy laden and carry burdens, and I will give you rest. And we stop right there. But there's a piece of this. Let me teach you.
Yes.
That's where you have to do what you said. Humble yourselves under his hand. Humble yourself under his teaching. And so we're going to learn what he means. In one of the scriptures, he says, learn of me. So tomorrow, that's what we're going to pick up.
Says, my yoke is easy.
Learn of him. And what about that he shows us makes it easy and
great,
makes us rest.
Okay. Kelly and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.